We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Orev, Halacha Hey, in middle of paragraph Lamed Zayin. In our versions, it's page 154, the right-hand column, four lines down. Rav Nilson Zal started explaining why we find in the Torah, in Parsha Shlach, right after the story of the Meraglim, the spies, right after that, the Torah tells us about the mitzvah of Nesachim, that when korbanos, when sacrifices are brought in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, there are these additional libations, pouring of wine or water sometimes, that are done through these pipes that were, the openings were on the Mizbeach, and they led all the way down to the Tohoim, to the depths of the earth. Shezehu bechinas kol hakorbanos shehoyu bebeis hamikdash. Rav Nosson Zal says what we're speaking about here is tied into all the different sacrifices that were brought in the Beis Hamikdash. Shehoyu al mizbach adomo daika. These sacrifices were brought on an altar of earth that was made, that was attached to the earth, to the ground. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Mizbach Adomo Taseli, make for me an altar of dirt, of earth. Oi Mizbach Avonim, or a Mizbeach of stones. Shehu Gamkein Tachlis Gashmias Hamokoim. These two, earth and stones, also represent the ultimate in earthliness, in Gashmias. Kaideze Daiko, Iker Hamechilo Vahaslicho Shemechaper Hamizbeach. Because of the fact that the Mizbeach was made from such earthliness, that's what gave it the ability to help us get our sins forgiven. Because this is what's needed. What's needed is to reach all the way down to the essence of Gashmias, of earth, earthliness, and from there to be able to rise up to a level that's lemala me'amokoim, above the concept of space. So that's one level. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, let's take it to another level. Avul rachmei Hashem Yisborach v'chasodov gedoilim v'atzumim moed moed adein cheker. However, the kindness of Hashem is so incredible great we can't imagine. V'tzivo berachmov lenaseich nesochim letoich hashitin. And therefore, Hashem commanded us to pour these libations into those pipes, Shemecholin Vyordim Ada Tohoim, which were hollowed out and extended all the way down to the Tohoim, to the deepest depths of the earth. Why? Why is that part of these sacrifices? Kiyesh Nefoshois Shenoflu Bavinoseya Magdoilim Vorabimoid Ada Tohoim Tahtias Mamish. Because there are souls which, as a result of their major, major sins, they fall into the lowest depths, mamish to the lower tohoim, to the deepest depths. Ki loy dai lohem shenoflu mishamayim loretz, as if it wasn't enough for them that the soul was lowered from heaven where it originates from, all the way down, billions of miles down to this physical earth. Avgam noflu nefiloi sachar nefilois. They didn't stop falling. These souls have chosen to continue falling and to go down, further down, Ada Sheyordu Besoichoretz, until they went all the way down into the ground, Ada Tohoim Mamish, all the way into the deepest depths, the lowest depths. Shezeo Bechinas, this is what Dovid HaMelech refers to in Tehillim when he says, Shatani Beboyer Tachtiois. I find myself in the lowest pit, ditch, b'machashakim, in darkness, b'mtzoilois, in the lowest depths. Shezeo b'chinas, and this is also what's referred to in the pasuk that says, tohoim el tohoim koirei lekol tzinorecho, one tohoim calls out to another tohoim, meaning these are souls, shenemar, al toikev hagolus. That pasuk is referring to the severe, severe exile that Klal Yisrael will experience, that we're going to go way down. Kama Shapirish Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh says, She'ikroi Golus HaNefesh. And Rav Nosson Zal says, we know whenever we talk about exile, the real exile is not just that we're physically dislocated, you know, we're relocated out of our own country. The real exile is the golus of the soul, that the soul falls into all kinds of tumah, darkness. V'gam mishom tzrichim lahalois hanefoshois. And it's even from these lowest of the lowest of places that we have to work to elevate those souls. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says, u'mitohoimoy so'oretz toshuv ta'aleini. From the lowest, lowest depths of the earth, you will return to elevate me, to lift me up. V'zeh bichinas nesochim. This is the concept behind these libations that were brought on the Mizbeach. She'yordin letoich hashitin, whereby the liquid would be poured into these pipes, shemecholin veyordim ada tohoim, which extend all the way down to the deepest depths of the earth. Shebishas hakorbonos, so that during the time that sacrifices were being brought, menaschim nesochim, parallel to that, they would pour these libations, sheyordim ad hatohoim, whereby the liquid goes all the way down to the lowest, lowest mamish, to the depths of the earth. Kidei lehalois hanefoshois gam mitohim tachtiois. In order to elevate even those souls that have fallen mamish to the tohim tachti, to the lowest, lowest places possible. V'alkein, and therefore, oz daiko oimrim halaviim shir al haduchan. It's while these libations were being poured that the Levim would sing, standing on their platform, Ki oz ikar hashir v'atehilul Hashem yisborach. Because that's the real time to sing to Hashem. Ki she'oilin mitachlis gashmiyas hamokoyim, minukudas amerikas mamesh shebebetenu adomo, when a person is zoicha to rise up, when souls are being elevated, from the lowest, lowest places of physicality, in the depths of the earth, shehu beten shoil, which is referred to as the bowels of Gehenim, she'ol of Nemar, about which the pasuk says, mi beten shoil shivati, I cried out to Hashem from the bowels of Gehenim, shomato koili, you heard my voice, Hashem, vatale shavosi lefonecho, and my prayers went before you, El Hechol Kodshecho, in your holy temple, Shehu HaBeis HaMikdosh. This refers to the Beis HaMikdosh. Shederech Shom Oilin Lemalo Me'amokoyim. It's via the services in the Beis HaMikdosh that Klal Yisrael were able to rise up to that level above the level of Mokoyim. Ki Zeh Iker Shvochoy Ugduloso Yisborach. Because this is the real praise of Hashem. When we talk about praising Hashem and singing the praises of Hashem, the real praise of Hashem is kisha'olin mitachlis tachlis horichuk, when a person is zoicha, that they find themselves in the furthest, furthest possible place away from Hashem, mitachlis hagashmius degashmius, from the lowest place, the ultimate in materialism, and even from there, they're able to be elevated lemalo lemalo mikola malochim aruchniim, way above all these spiritual angels, ad lemalo miamokoim, until they rise up to the throne of Hashem, to a place that's above the concept of space, shebishvil ze nivra ha'odom, because this is really the purpose for which man was created for, to be able to be the one being in creation who has the ability to go down as far down as anything in creation can possibly go, and be able from there to rise above the level of angels, to rise to the highest heights. Paragraph Lamed Ches, V'alkein, and because of this, David HaMelech, she'osak v'yoga kol yomov ad shemotza mokim l'Hashem, who worked so hard throughout his entire life until he discovered the place for Hashem, Shehu Mekoyim HaBeis HaMikdash, which is the site upon which the Beis HaMikdash would be built. Mekoyim Ho'Even Shesiyah, the place of the rock from which the world originated from. Veheichin Kol HaHitzdarchus LeBeis HaMikdash. And Dovid HaMelech was the one who made all the preparations for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Alkein Hisyageya Lichrois Es Hashitin Ada Tohoim. Now we can understand why the Gemara tells us that Dovid HaMelech dug these holes that would reach all the way down to the lowest depths of the earth where the libations would be poured into from the Mizbeach. Kizeh hoyo kol esek David, because this was the main work of Dovid HaMelech, lehalois hanefoshois hanefulois mitohim tachtiois, to elevate those fallen souls from the lowest possible places. As we find Dovid HaMelech crying out to Hashem about this in several different chapters in Tehillim, he says, Tovati bivein metzula, Hashem, I'm drowning in the lowest depths, ve'ein mama, there's nothing to hold on to. Hatzileni mitit, save me from the quicksand, val etbo, I shouldn't drown. Uksiv, another pasuk says, Vayaleni mi boir shoin mitit hayovein. Hashem pulled me up out of the deepest ditches, the depths of darkness. Umitohoimoi soretz toshuv taleni. Hashem will lift, elevate me from the depths of the earth. Another pasuk, Yalu shamayim yerdu sohoimois. We rise up to the heavens and we go all the way down to the lowest depths. Vayitzaku el Hashem, and we cry out to Hashem. V'chein harbe, and there are many psukim like this throughout the book of Tehillim. Ki David hu Moshiach, shehu yasoit bozeh beyoser. Because Dovid HaMelech is Moshiach, and he is the one who is involved in this the most. Shaydezeh tovoi hagaulo v'kanal. Because this is really one of the most effective things that's going to bring about the final redemption, being able to reach down to the lowest places and elevate the fallen souls from there. V'alkein koro es hashitin, and this is why Dovid HaMelech dug those pipes, sheyordin ad hatohoim, which went all the way down, mamish, to the bowels of the earth, kedei lehalois hanefoshois gam misham, to show that spiritually, this was going to be the work of the Beis HaMikdash, to be able to elevate even those souls that are that far down. And this is why the Gemara tells us in Sukkah, towards the end, Kishekoro David Shitin, that when Dovid HaMelech was carving out, was digging out these holes, Kofo Tohimo Uboi Lemishtefei Alma, the water that's found in the depths of the earth started rising and wanted to flood the entire earth. Omar, Dovid HaMelech said, Mi ikka deyodo, who knows the name of Hashem that can stop this? And if they don't step forward now and come forth, they'll die. And Achitoifel, ad havasham Achitoifel, Achitoifel, one of Dovid HaMelech's rabbis was standing there at the time, and even though he eventually did tell Dovid HaMelech the secret name of Hashem, the Gemara tells us that when a great chacham, a great tzaddik issues a curse, even if he makes it conditional on something and the person satisfies the condition, the curse still has to come true. Because a rabbi, a tzaddik, his words are so powerful that once he says something, it has to happen. Even if he said that this should only happen if such and such isn't true. And even if it is true, still the condition is fulfilled. Alkein nechnak begroinoi. And it's for this reason that Achitofel died by strangulation. He hung himself. Kitzrichin loze umnus godoil venifla. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, this takes incredible, incredible talent lehalois and skill, lehalois mitohim tachtiois, to elevate souls that have fallen all the way down Lemalo lemalo, to elevate them up, lebechinas lemalo mi'amokim, to the level above the concept of mokim. Ki Hashem yisporach roitze bekiyum ho'ilam, because Hashem wants this physical, materialistic world to exist. She'ikroi hu abechira, and the whole basis of this work, of this world, it's all about free choice. Shebishvil zeh nivra hakoil. That's why Hashem created everything. V'alkein behechrich sheyiskayim gashmius hamokoyim. And it's for this reason that we must have all of this physicalness. We must have materialism. We must have gashmius. Kedei sheyihye bechira. So that a human being should be faced with a choice. What do you want? You want heavenliness? You want spirituality? Or you want earthliness, gashmius? Both are available. Here you go. Take your pick. Alkain, therefore, kishekoro David shitin ad hatohim. When David HaMelech was digging out those pipes that would extend all the way down to the tohim, verotzo lahalois mehatohim ad lamala meamokoim. And David HaMelech, in doing that, was hoping that the Beis Hamikdash would be built, would have the power to elevate even those souls that are all the way down there in the Tohoim, to bring them up to the ground floor, and then take them up to the penthouse, and then take them further, beyond, to take them to Lamala Me'amokoim, takeif kofo Tohoimo uboi lamishtefei alma. As soon as Dovra Mel started doing this, there was a revolt, there was a rebellion. The waters from the depths of the earth started rising up and saying, let's drown this guy, let's destroy this guy. Kiomar, because the Satan, the other side, said, Im Kain, if David HaMelech succeeds in doing this, if he succeeds in building this ladder, in a sense, these pipes that are going to extend all the way down to the Tohoim, and the Jews are going to bring sacrifices, and they're going to pour the libations down there, and this is going to help elevate those souls that are in the lowest, lowest places, to bring them up to the top of the top, Im Kain yizbatel hoilam legamri, then there's no world, there's no free choice anymore. Al Kain, Chuchruchu lichtoiv shame. And therefore, Dovra Melch was forced to write the name of Hashem on a piece of clay, ulahashlisham, and throw it into the water there. And there's a whole deliberation in the Gemara. You're not allowed to erase the name of Hashem. If you're throwing it into the water, it's going to get wiped out. A whole discussion, how is he permitted, was he permitted, all kinds of questions. Now Rav Nosson Zalk explains, why did it have to happen exactly this way? That he had to write a name of Hashem, and that would serve as the stopper, the control. Ki Hashem hu hachius, because the name is the life of an item. Shehu magbil hachius mechai hachayim mebechinas lamala meamokoim atachlis gashmius hamokoim. The name of something, what we call something, serves as the boundaries within which Hashem sends his energy into that item, where the energy comes from the highest, highest possible place and reaches all the way down to this physical world. Meaning, for example, if we use the word table, a table, we know, is something that can be rectangular, it can be circular, but a table is something which we know is a certain approximate size, a certain approximate height. It looks approximately a certain way. So the term table, the word table that Hashem created, the dibur, the name of something, is what contains, is what gives that thing boundaries. We know a person would walk out and see the Kinneret, the river Kinneret, he wouldn't say, hey, that looks like a table. That's a nice table. You're nuts. It doesn't resemble a table in any way. A table isn't, there's no such thing as a table made out of water, number one. And number two, a table has to stand. You know, all the different parameters. So the name of something is what bounds that item, is what limits that item. That's the tzimtzum of the item. Kimuvon bahatoira hastora. As Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran, Ayin Sham, look over there. Validei zeh Hashem biatzmoi koirin es Hashem yizborach ומדבקין עצמן אליו, בבחינס רוצוי ושויב, כל היומים שצריכן לחיוס על פני האדמה. And it's through the name, for example, the name of Hashem. The name of Hashem is what gives us the ability, number one, to call out to Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal writes there, when you want access to anything that somebody has, the first thing you have to say is, hey, Chaim, could you... You have to mention the person's name. If you don't mention the person's name, they have no idea that you're referring to them. They can assume you're talking about somebody else. So with the key that opens the door, that makes the initial contact between me and any person, is the name. By announcing the name, Chaim, Baruch, whatever it is, I say the name, then suddenly I made a string. I sent out a string, a laser beam, for me to that person to be able to gain access to anything and everything that's included within that person. His car, his house, his kids, his wife, his everything is under the umbrella of that person's name, is contained within the name. So through the name of Hashem, we call Hashem and we attach ourselves to Hashem in the format of Rotzoi Vashoiv, going up and coming back down. Not one-way ticket, take a one-way ticket up to heaven and get stuck up, stay up there permanently, but rather, as long as we're living in this world, we want to be able to go up and come back down. Kol hayomim shetzrichen lichos al pnei adama. For as long as we are supposed to be living on this earth. Ki Hashem Yisborach roitze sheyiskayim hodom. Because Hashem wants a human being to live in this world. Hashem doesn't want a person to get into a spaceship and go up with no return ticket. You know, go up and not plan on coming back down. Kayodua, as is known. V'alkein, and therefore, Achitoifel, Shehoyosham, V'loigila zois miyad, Achitoifel, who was standing there, and he was watching this potential catastrophe about to take place. He saw those waters rising and about to flood the whole earth. And he didn't reveal the name of Hashem that could be used as a control to contain that, to stop him. Ad shekilel David, until David HaMelech issued a curse, hoyo'inshoi shenechnach. The punishment for Achitofel was death by strangulation. Ki yishorim darkei Hashem, because the paths of Hashem are very righteous. Everything Hashem does is just and fair. Ki Achitofel hoyom moireid b'malchus beis David, because we know that Achitofel was part of a rebellion against the kingdom of David HaMelech. Upogam bekol hanal, and therefore, he opposed, he went against everything we discussed in all the recent pages about what David HaMelech stands for, what Moshiach stands for. Ki loy hemin sheyecholin lahalois mehatohoim umitachlis gashmius lebechinas lamala meamokoim. Because Achitofel refused to believe that it's possible to elevate souls from the bottom of the bottom, from the lowest, lowest place, to take them to the top of the top. And because Achitofel didn't believe that, he was responsible for many souls falling and not getting up. To the point where he tried to knock David HaMelech himself down. And he insulted David HaMelech about the sin with Bathsheba. Ke'ilu efes tikva chasishon. And he did it in such a way. He insulted David HaMelech in such a way. You are nothing. You are zero. As if there's no hope. Zero can't turn into one. Zero can't become one. Zero means forget it. Finished. Ki be'emes David loichoto. K'moyshom Rabbi Senezal. Because we know that the truth is David HaMelech did not commit any sin at all, as the Gemara explains very clearly. Ach af lefi tousoi. However, Rabbi Nosson Zal says, even according to Achitofel's mistake, even if he made a mistake that he thought David HaMelech sinned, bevadai ein shum dovor shoy mibnei atshuva. We know there's nothing in the world that cannot be corrected, that cannot be healed through tshuva. Kemuva bekol sifrei kodesh, as is shown in all the holy books. Vehu rotzo lahapil es David vechol atluyim boi keilu efes tikvo lahanefesh achoites. And Achitofel wanted to knock David HaMelech down, David HaMelech, and all those attached to David HaMelech, as if you're gone, you're finished, you're out. There's no hope for you. There's no hope for a person who commits a certain kind of sin. Kimuva b'medrash, as is expounded on in the medrash, al posuk ma tishalel bero hagibor. When David HaMelech cries out, what are you proclaiming and announcing your evil, you powerful one? Shemevi hamoshel, where the medrash brings a parable, kishe'echod oimed eitzel haboyer, that when somebody's standing by the edge of a ditch, she'ein ze gvura lahapiloi chasashon, it doesn't take a big, strong person to push him and knock him in over the edge. That's not gvura. That's not big. Rak ikar hagvura lahaloi sodom en abur. What's real display of power is if you can pull somebody out of a ditch. That's gibur. V'alkein Omar David, that's why David HaMelech said about Achitofel, about the people who are insulting him and trying to get him to give up, trying to convince him that there's no hope for him, David HaMelech said, Ma tishalel bero hagibor, she'ein ze gvura. That's not, you think you're powerful, you think you're big, you're able to knock a Jew down, you're able to tell a Jew he's a nobody, he's a nothing. She'ein ze gvura. That's not called gvura. Ve'ein lehishalel bozeh. Ma shataroitze lahapil chashom. Don't pride yourself with the fact that you want to knock a Jew down. Ve'gam loitale biyodecho zois chas v'shom lapilei necholila. And in addition, by the way, you ain't going to succeed either. You're not going to knock me down. Why? Ki chesed keil kol hayoim. Because Hashem is wall-to-wall kindness. Hashem is unbelievably kind. Ki chazdei Hashem lo yisomnu v'leicholu rachmav. Hashem's kindness is infinite. Like the Baal HaTanya once said, we make a brocha in Shmoneh Esrei, Hashem is chanun hamarbe lisloyach. The word marbe means a lot, and the word marbe also means more. Ribui means more. The Baal HaTanya said, Hashem has more forgiveness. More than what? More than you could ever sin. You think you're good? You think you can do 1,000 sins an hour? You think you can get it up to 50,000 sins an hour? Hashem's kindness is 100 grand. He's way ahead of you, buddy. As hard as outstanding as you can become in sin, Hashem is much more outstanding in forgiveness. V'chol ze hoyo machma shachitoifel bi'atzmoi hoyo mehanefilim shenofal bi'atzmoi al yidei ribui chatov v'loi rotza loshuv. And now here Achitoifel was a big Talmud Chacham. Where did he come to do this, to try to knock people down? The answer is because he himself had fallen as a result of his many sins, v'loi rotza loshuv, and he refused to do tshuva, umotza toyan oliatzmoi, and he found an excuse, he tried excusing himself, shekvar efes tikva, there's no hope, forget it, I at this point there's nothing I can do anymore. Alkein rotza lahapil gameso acherim chas v'shom, and that's what made him want to knock other people down. There's the famous expression, misery loves company. There's some people that when they're down, when they're in the garbage, they want to make sure that nobody else stays out of garbage. They want to pull other people down into the garbage with them. That's why a person has to watch the friends who they keep, who they hang out with. Because unfortunately, there are many people who when they're down, even though they know they're down, even though they know they're not in a good place, they want company. Kamotsui zois horo boilam ato. Rav Nosson Zal says, as we find this problem is prevalent in the world today, due to our many sins, shemitzuim harbe, that there are many people out there, shenoflu biatzmam kemoi shenoflu, who have fallen in their Yiddishkeit. They've committed sins. They've fallen. At shemapilim gam acherim chas v'shalom. to the point where that brings them, that causes them to knock other people down. People get involved in drugs and then they become sellers. They start selling drugs to get other people involved, Rahman al-Islam, pushing it. Vayin bidvareinu mizeh b'mokam achar. Rav Nosson says, take a look in other places where we expound on this. V'yalkein hoyo onshoy shenechnak b'groinoyim. And that's why the punishment for Achitofel was death by strangulation from the throat. Kimavur leil mizeh almayim rabbi senazal, as we discussed this a few pages ago, regarding the Gemara that discussed a person who borrows money and he doesn't pay back, and the lender wants to strangle him, he wants to throttle him. Hare achoinik es chaveiro, somebody's strangling somebody, you're going to come over and say, no, don't strangle him, strangle me. And so, we're talking about co-signing on a loan, that you could only do it at the time the loan is given, not when the guy already refuses to pay back. Ayin Shum, look back over there. So we had explained over there, ki derech hagoroin nimshach hachius mimalo lamato, that when Hashem gives a person life, where do we receive our life? Via the throat. Air and food, our whole source of chius, when Hashem is providing us with life, parnoso, the ability to live in this world, breathing, eating, drinking, is all via the throat. V'derech shom oile hatfila v'ashir v'ashevach mimata lamala. And so too, when we return the loan, remember we said Hashem doesn't give it, He lends it. He's a malve. When we want to return the loan, we got to give it back the same way we got it, via the throat, through tefila and song and praise to Hashem. V'alkein Hagoroin bebechinas hashitin. And this is why the Gemara tells us that the throat of a person is like the shitin in the Mizbeach. The throat has two pipes, the wind pipe and the food pipe, just like the Mizbeach had the two pipes for the water and the wine. K'may shekosuv Admor Zal Almayim Rabbi Seinu, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran chapter 49, when he quotes the Gemara, Kol hamemale groinam shel tamidei chachamim yayin, that any Jew who has the privilege of giving tamidei chachamim wine to drink, keilu menasech yayin al gabi hamizbeach, it's as if he was offering the libations on the mizbeach. Sheyoyred letoich hashitin, because again in the mizbeach, the wine and water went into these two pipes, shemechulalin, which were hollow, v'yoredim ad hatohim, and reach all the way down to the lowest depths, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 49. V'zehu biatzmoi b'chinas ha-beis hamikdosh. And this is really what the Beis Hamikdosh was all about. Shenikro tzavoroi shel oilam. We find in a few places, in Shir HaShirim and other places, that the Beis Hamikdosh is referred to as the throat of the world. K'may shekosav, as the Pasuk says, in Yeshaya chapter 30, Ad tzavor yechetze. K'may shepirash Rashi shem. And Rashi says over there, it's referring to the Beis Hamikdash, which is called the tzavar, the neck, the throat. U'k'may shekosav, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Tzavorech k'migdal hashen. Your neck is like a tower made from special, like ivory or something. Ki ikar hamshochas kol koichos hashefa vachius mimalo lamato, because our whole ability on earth to draw and receive life and sustenance from above, hu derech habeis hamikdosh, is via the Beis Hamikdosh. V'chein alias kol atfilos shenimshocha mikoichos seilu lamalo lamalo min hamokoim, and so too our prayers, which are the result of this energy that we received from way, way up on high, the energy that Hashem sent down from billions of miles up. And that energy came all the way down to us and gave us strength and power. And when we pray to Hashem, we're returning that energy. We're sending that energy back up. Hakol mi'abeis hamikdosh. It's all connected to and via the Beis Hamikdosh. We face the Beis Hamikdosh when we pray. We attach ourselves to the Beis Hamikdosh. Alkei nikro tzavor. That's why the Beis Hamikdash is called the neck, the throat. V'achitoyfel shepogam boze, and Achitoyfel, who was the antithesis of this, who didn't want to send the energy, he didn't want to send the souls back up, he wanted to stay down, al kein nechnak begroinai. That's why his punishment was to be strangled to death. Again, why did the Torah have to bar? The Torah could have said he died, committed suicide. Torah has to get pictorial. We're not making a movie here. You don't have to. If the Torah says, goes into detail to tell us, there's a lesson for us to learn from this. That the story of Achitofel teaches us what the throat is all about, what breathing, what strangulate, what all of this is all about. V'alkei nismach parshas nesochim acha parshas samaraglim. And it's for this reason that right after the Torah tells us the story of the Meraglim, it tells us about the Nesochim, about these libations on the Mizbeach, Lehoirois, to teach us. Look at the Meraglim, they were the worst of the worst. Ki Hashem Yisborach Yigmare Sheloi Bechazdoi. That Hashem, in the end, is going to win. Hashem, despite all opposition, despite how Hashem is going to win, and Hashem is going to straighten everything out in the end, with his kindness. Even though the Meraglim caused such harm to the Jewish people and to Eretz Yisrael, that they brought us Tisha B'Av, they caused the fact that Klal Yisrael has to cry for generations till today, and they caused the destruction of Bayis Rishon or Bayis Sheni, both Batei Mikdashes were destroyed on Beis Mikdash. Afal Pikein, despite all of that, Ato Moroim Le'olam Hashem. You, Hashem, are on top. You, Hashem, will always come out on top. Nobody's going to win Hashem. Ki Soif Kol Soif, because in the very end, Yale HaKoil, everything will be brought back up. Everything will be elevated. Afilu Mitohoim Tachtiyos, even from the lowest, lowest places. Shalze Marame is Parshas Nesochim. This is the remez in that Parsha of Nesochim. Sheyordin l'toich hashitin, that the liquids go down into those pipes, shemechulolin, which are hollowed out, ad hatohoim, and it reaches mamish down to the lowest place, to where you can't go any further down, lehalois hanefoshois misham, in order to show that this is what the Beis Hamikdash is really all about. It's about elevating those souls who are in the Tohoim, in the Shol Tachti, in the lowest places. Paragraph Lamites. Vesehu, and this is what the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Mayofu Pa'omayich Bana'olim. How beautiful are the steps that you take with your shoes. Bas Nodiv, my generous, my giving daughter. Shenemar al ho'ilim l'regel. Hashem praises those who walk to the Beis Hamikdash, those who walk to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, for the holidays. V'chein al kol ha'hoilchim ledvar mitzvah. And so too, this applies to anybody who travels for a mitzvah. Bifrat, especially, when a person is going to visit his rabbi, a true tzaddik, his rabbi, who is the one who has the ability to elevate the person from the lowest, lowest place to the highest, to the top of the top. And this is why right near those words, it says, it speaks about the two thighs, kaviyochum, which are kemoy chalom, which are hollowed out, referring to those pipes in the mizbeach, which reach all the way down to the bottom. V'dorshu Rabbi Senuzal, and the Gemara says, elu hashitin, these thighs refer to those two pipes, shemchulolin, which were hollow, v'yoridim atatoyim, and reach down to the lowest place. Hainu kanal. What's the message in these two things being written next to each other? Kidaiko al yedei hahalichu ledvar mitzvah, because by a Jew walking or traveling to do a mitzvah, to go to shul, to go to a yeshiva to learn, to go to the tzaddik, bechol psia gashmius hamokoim, I'm sorry, malin bechol psia, Gashmias hamokim lemala mehamokim. With each step that the person takes, each step he's walking on earth, he's walking on mokim, he's elevating that earth to lemala mehamokim, because he's including it in the mitzvah. He's stepping on this balata and that balata, this brick and that brick, to walk to the tzaddik, to walk to shul, to get to him. Ad shemalin mitohim tachtiyos lemala. Until we're able to elevate from the bottom of the bottom to the top. Shezeu b'chinas hashitin. This is what the shitin in the Mizbeach were. V'zeh, that's why the pasuk concludes there. Ma'ase yedei oman. This is the work. This is the produce of the great craftsman. Ma'ase yedei omanusoi shel yoitzer bereshis. This is the creation of the ultimate craftsman, the creator of the world. Because this is the greatest trick of all. This is the greatest craft. To elevate those who are on the bottom of the bottom, in the lowest, lowest places, to elevate them. And in the process of doing that, whoever tries to do that engages major opposition. We know it says about Avram Avinu, Ves hanefesh asher oso bechoron, the souls which he created in Choron. The Gemara says the word Choron means charon, charon af, anger. That when the Satan saw that Avram Avinu is doing all of this outreach, he came at him with a thunderbolt. He came at him like a locomotive. Throw him into the oven. Burn this guy. Eat him up alive. That's Avram Avinu, that's Yitzchok Avinu, that's every single tzaddik that's involved in doing real outreach properly. The Tohoim, the waters of Tohoim come up, they want to drown him, they want to swallow him, because if he succeeds, it's game over. If he succeeds, he can take away a person's Bechira. He can bring a person so close to Hashem that the person can knock out the Yetzirah completely. So the tzaddik has to be able to do all of this and survive it, and be able to, and that the world should continue to exist and not be destroyed. As we find the waters from the depths of the earth wanted to flood the world during the time of David HaMelech. Because Hashem don't want the world to be closed down. He wants it to stay open for now, until the right time, until the time comes. And this is why we find in the Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Vayishlach, chapter 78, it tells us there, Kol oison hashonim she'oso Yaakov Avinu be-Beit El, throughout all of those years that Yaakov Avinu spent in Beit El, lo nimna milenaseich, he did not refrain from pouring libations. Omar Rabbi Chonon, and Rabbi Chonon commented about this. Kol mi sheyedea kama nisuchim niseich avinu Yaakov be-Beit El, any person who knows the number of libations that Yaakov Avinu poured in Beit El, yoidea lechashev ez mei Tveria, would know how to calculate how much water there is in the Kinneret, in the waters of Tveria. Upirish hamatnas kohuna. And one of the most popular commentaries on the Medrash, the Matnos Kuhuna, says about this, Kloimar, what the Medrash is saying is, Kishem she'yefsha l'shayar mei Tveria, just like most of us cannot calculate how much water there is in Tveria, kach yefsha leida mispar nesochov. So too, you have no idea how many libations Yaakov Avinu poured over there in the Mizbeach in Beit El. Ad kan l'shoinoi. These are the words of the Matnas Kuhuna. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki Yaakov Bechir Sheba Ovois. Yaakov Avinu is referred to as the choicest one of the three forefathers of the Jews. He was the best. Osak bozeh beyoiser lahalois hanefoshois meim keim ke hatoim tachtiyois. And therefore he was involved, this was his work, major outreach, to elevate those souls that were in the lowest, lowest, lowest places, to be able to bring them up. Al kein hirbe ma'oid ba'oid benesachim b'lishira. That's why he was pouring. He kept pouring, man. Pouring and pouring and pouring those nesachim to reach all the way down to those souls who are in the lowest places, to send them down these ropes for which they could be pulled out of there. Ki ikar aliyosam b'yoyser me'im ke'im ke'amokim. Because the thing that helps these souls most in being able to climb out of these worst depths, Hualidei HaNesochim, is this mitzvah, these libations, Sheyoredim Ata Tohoim, which reach all the way down to the lowest depths. V'alkein, and therefore, Soif Iker HaGeula She'en Achre HaGolus Yialidei Yaakov. The final redemption, which will be final, is only through Yaakov Avinu. It's in his merit that we're going to have the third Beis HaMikdash, which will be indestructible. It'll never be destroyed. It'll be permanent. As our rabbis tell us, the first two Botei Mikdash represent Avram and Yitzchak. The third one is Yaakov, which is Emes. The Pasuk says, Titein Emes LiYaakov, and the Gemara says, Kushto Koi, truth stands. Sheker is on one foot. Emes, every letter of the word Emes has two legs. It stands permanently. So the third Beis HaMikdash, which is Yaakov Avinu, that's the one that's going to stand permanently. Ki Iker Shleimus HaGaula Sheloitia Achareho Golus, because the real finalization of the redemption, which will be complete, that there can never be a golus after that. Hu kishehat tzadike yemes yalu hanefoshos lahashivam b'tshuva, will only come about when the true tzadikim succeed in elevating the souls that are way down to bring them back in tshuva, ba'oifen shelo yuchlu la'pil amoid, to such a degree that the Satan will not be able to knock them down again. They'll become such solid citizens that they will never fall back down. Sheze Iker Kibbutz Nidche Yisrael Mikzei HaShamayim. This is what the Torah refers to when it talks about the ingathering of the exiles, that the Jews who are furthest away from Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim, from holiness, are going to come back. Al kein Osak Yaakov Benesochim Daika Beyoser. That's why the Medrash tells us, what was Yaakov Avinu? Why wasn't he making shish kabod? Why wasn't he bringing karbonos? What's he doing with the pouring stuff? It would seem so much more appetizing to be roasting steaks. Oilas and... No. Yaakov Avinu, who is the number three, he's the one who's got to finalize everything. In order to finalize, you have to be able to go down to the bottom of the bottom of the bottom. Rabbeinu Zal once said, or his students said, that by his table there are sitting people for whom the Sheol Tachtius would be too good for them. They're so bad that the seventh level of Gehenna would be too good for them. We got to open up a new basement. We got to go down to an eighth level for these guys. We got to create a new level of Gehenna. That's some of the people who he was dealing with. Alkein Osak Yaakov Benesochim Daika Beyoser. That's why Yaakov Avinu was involved especially with these Nesochim. Ki al yidei Nesochim Malin Beyoser Mitachlis Tachlis Hayerida Adatroim Blikates. Because it's this mitzvah of Nesochim which has the ability to reach to the lowest places ad infinitum, like V'goimrim HaGeula, and to complete the Geula, Ad sheyeh binyan beis hamikdash, sheyibone bizchus, until the final beis hamikdash, which will be built bizchusoi in the merit of Yaakov Avinu, shelo yichorev loylam, which will never be destroyed. Sheshom yakrivu kol akrobonos uktoires unesochim. That's where all the sacrifices will be brought, including the libations. Shaydeze yistakein hakol b'shleimus, which will result in everything being corrected to perfection. V'yiskayim ha-Beis HaMikdash lo'olam, b'mheira b'yameinu amein. And that Beis HaMikdash will remain eternally. We should be zecher to see it speedily in our days. Amen. One more paragraph. V'zeh b'chinas. This is what the pasuk says in Tehillim. Hinei matoiv u'manoim, sheves achim gam yachad. How beautiful and sweet it is when brothers live together in unity, united. Kashemen hatoiv al aroish, like the sweet, the wonderful oil that's anointed on the head. Shehu shemen hamishcha. That's referring to the shemen hamishcha, which was used to sanctify the Mishkan and all the Kalim and the Kohanim and the kings. That's what made everything holy. Ki al piyam kolam avur leil, because based on everything we learned before, muvon memela goydel malas hasholoim ben Yisrael. You could understand automatically by yourself how incredibly important and beneficial it is when there is peace and unity among the Jews. As our rabbis write about this a lot, Be'inyan Maila Sasholim, about the importance of peace, She'oile al hakoil, which is above everything. Kikvar Mavur, because we already explained earlier, She'ikar Kiyum Ho'odom, V'tikunoi Hanitzchi, Hualidei She'yoichez Atzmoi Be'kis Yaakovoi. That the main survival of a Jew in this world, the ability to survive and to get our eternal tikkun, is dependent on being able to grab onto the throne of Hashem, to hold on to the throne of Hashem, because there are angels that are looking to blow you to smithereens all the time. Shehu sharoshei nishmois Yisrael. The throne of Hashem is the roots of all the Jewish souls. V'chula v'chula, as we discussed very elaborately earlier. V'alkein, and therefore, bevadai tzrichin lazeh, sheyesh sholom godol im kol Yisrael. In order for a Jew to be able to grab onto the throne of Hashem, which represents all the Jewish souls have to be united. They have to be not fighting with each other, not against each other, but working together, cooperating. That there should be peace between every single person and their fellow Jew, so that the roots of their souls should be able to bond together, to become attached to each other solidly, and there shouldn't be any separation whatsoever between them, which is caused by hate or differences of opinion, disagreements, so that each and every one of us should be able to grab onto the roots of all the Jewish souls, which are merged together, which are united, through love and peace. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain how, but there's the opposition to this, that this will explain why Korach is looked upon as such an evil, wicked person, because again, he was the opposite of this. Just like we had explained pages earlier, we spoke about Amalek and Haman. Korach was a Jewish version, unfortunately, of this clip of Amalek and Haman. To be continued. It's a shame.